The U.S. economy did grow over the last 3 months, but at a lackluster pace. Today, the Commerce Department reported the nation's gross domestic product, a measure of all goods and services produced from January through March, rose by just 1.6%. Many economists said bad weather and the war in Iraq helped restrain spending by businesses and consumers, but there were some signs that the economy might be picking up steam now that the war is over. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Most economists expected that the months of buildup to the war in Iraq and the uncertainty it generated would dampen growth, and that's what appeared to happen. In fact, growth was even weaker than anticipated. Lakshman Achithan is managing director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute.
Psychologists say that if you have some sense that the uncertainty is going to dissipate reasonably soon, you just absolutely stop what you're doing and wait until that time. And that's what we saw in February and March. Businesses did not build inventories. They did not invest in their plant and equipment, and they did not hire anyone.
The government said consumer spending, which was impressively strong until late last year, rose by a tepid 1.4% annual rate, and investment spending by businesses fell by 4.2%. Spending on business equipment and software was down even more. Tony Raimondo is chairman and CEO of the Baylin Manufacturing Corporation, a metal fabricating company in Nebraska. He says the company had 1,500 employees 3 years ago, but with the economy so weak, it's had to eliminate some 350 jobs.
The first quarter of this year, we were down 15% versus a soft year last year. We had to have major reductions of force again in March. So it's been very, very difficult for us.
Raimondo says that with the uncertainty of the war, many of the businesses he sells products to were worried that the economy would begin to shrink again, leading to a so-called double-dip recession. And he says they were reluctant to place orders. Raimondo says many were worried about oil prices, which were up sharply during the quarter.
That was the most frequent comment I got, was the double-dip was going to happen for sure if the oil capacity in Iraq was really destroyed, bombed, or burnt. And they had our customers had great fear of that.
With the war largely over, oil prices have fallen again, and many economists believe that consumers will start to feel more optimistic and spend more. There are already signs that's happening. The University of Michigan today released its regular survey of consumer attitudes. It said confidence in the economy, while not strong, is still up considerably since the war began to wind down. Another report showed continued strength in housing construction. Ken Mayland of Clearview Economics notes that durable goods orders and retail sales, two gauges of consumer activity, have both shown surprising strength lately.
It looks to me like the monthly tracking of the data shows an economy already regaining some of its momentum, and now with the war situation resolved and very favorably, I think this economy can come rebounding back and pretty strongly.
Economist Lakshman Achithan is less sanguine. He believes that barring a major shock to the economy, there probably will be an uptick in consumer spending now that the war is over, and that will give a mild jumpstart to growth by the end of the year.
My expectation is that the economy will return to the type of growth that we saw in 2002, which is positive, not a recession. It is driven by the consumer, not by businesses, and it is too slow for us to really feel great about.
But Achithan says the economy won't fully rebound until business spending picks up, and that seems a long way off. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.